Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to react to Game 1. We got to get you ready for Game 2. Gardo's on a absolute heater right now. Nothing really going on in the Browns, but apparently they might play the Jaguars in London, which I could not actually care less about.
Jaguars in London.
The Jaguars. We got Mac Robinson here on site. Kayla back on the board. Kayla Cole, John on the board. Keith back in studio behind the glassy knoll, as he always is, the assassin, and then Meredith on the 2020s. But great weekend if you're Cleveland, by the way.
Oh, I mean, 100%. What a great job by the Gardos sweeping the Oakland non-athletics.
So it's funny. I think what you were pausing on was, you know that it's the A's, but you were like, wait, I just said Oakland. Is that still right? Is that what you were?
Well, two parts. Number one, yes, the first part you said. And then number two, I had nothing witty to say. And so I was stalling until I got something, which was very average.
So, no, I mean, listen, still better than the A's. That team is bad. They're but bad. Although I will say,
it's still the best uniforms in baseball.
They really are. They just
it's
were.
So sad.
I don't know what it is about that combo. But compare
it's just
that
sex.
To like the Sonics combo back in the day.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Yeah.
That's the only thing missing from the A's is the Space Needle, which wouldn't make sense because they're
it's like a Kelly green.
Yeah, just with the yellow, it just works.
It pops.
But unfortunately, their team doesn't pop. They just suck. So we had that, and I mean, obviously, like. It was one thing to see the Gardos do what they did, but then the Cavs getting that win. And honestly, I don't think any of us feel any sort of anxiety about the draft this week. You actually brought something up in the pre-show, though, when we were talking that we're in the rare situation where it's Browns draft week. Mm-hmm. And we are going to talk about the Browns in the draft. Obviously, things are going to come up. The reports are going to come up. But right now, the Browns in draft week are probably the third biggest story in Cleveland, and that's
like
wild.
It's not even close to me. I said this to you before the show, Nick, and it is surprising because, my goodness, throughout, you know, all the years that we've been, you know, talking about the Browns and being on the radio here in Cleveland, I feel like we talk about the draft so much, and I don't think we've had a lot of hardcore nitty-gritty football draft talk on this station, or certainly not on this show, really at all this draft season, this spring. And you know, I mean, part of it is the Browns do have a first round pick. It's kind of a not blah draft, but I mean, it's like we're not picking until in the 50s. So what are we to get excited about, right? Thursday's the draft, and we're not picking. Odds are the Browns will not trade in the first round. That's not really their MO. No. And so we got a red hot baseball team that's off to the best start since 1999. That is wild to think about how long it's been since the Gardos have been. At this point, they're what, 15-6 or now 16-6
yeah.
Now it's incredible what they've done. And then on top of that, what a remarkable performance by the Cavaliers on Saturday, Nick, where they did exactly what we talked about on Friday's show, where we said the Cavs have to come out and set the tone early. I was worried about kind of the energy level. Would they come out flat as they've done in the past? And it was far from that. I mean, they came out with a certain can I say piss and vinegar?
I think you just did.
I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they look like.
That's what you came out with today.
Yeah.
That's where you're at.
I'm fired up.
So the Browns thing's interesting. There's one other thing that I think adds to it. There's no spot that we're panicking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we're concerned about Deshaun's health, but there's nothing you can do about that. You're not going to trade up for one of these quarterbacks. That wouldn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you take a quarterback in the draft with a top 100 pick, that's as much as you can do to address the quarterback spot. But everything else, like, you're so deep across the board that, yeah, you have theoretical needs. You have needs that might come up throughout the season. You might have needs going into 2025. But, like, right now, and I'll be honest with you, I think this is different than last year. I think you went into last year's draft and said, we need another receiver. We need another defensive lineman. And they went and did that. In this case, or and maybe a safety with something, but like that you needed another wide receiver in that room. You could always use another wide receiver, a Keon Coleman if he falls to you, right? If Johnny Newton, the kid out of Illinois, who for some reason people are not saying is a first-rounder, and I cannot figure it out because that kid is a stud, like if he falls to you, which would be a gigantic fall, that's oh, great. But like there's not one spot you look at on the roster and say, if we don't draft X, we're screwed. And that's that's pretty exclusive to this year. We didn't feel that way last year. We didn't even feel that way coming off the win in Pittsburgh and then the close loss to Kansas City in 2021. In 2020. So like I just think that's really cool. I think that aids to why people are like, I'm just going to watch the draft because I enjoy the draft. And whatever the Browns do, I'm probably not going to panic about unless they were to draft a kicker in the second round, at which point they'd pretty much do that just to troll you.
They're not drafting a kicker.
They're not. Or a punter or a long snapper.
No. By the way, what's his face still on the roster? The
which
kid
one?
They drafted and then brought back?
Cade offices? York?
Cade York,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Still don't understand that. But anyway... nonetheless, where do you want to go here? You want to talk Cavs?
I want to do something real quick on the Gardos, and then we'll get to the Cavs.
It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah, it is a smorgasbord. That's really hard to say, by the way. That's not the point. That's not where we're going. With the Guardians, I've started to see people say, well, but it's the A's, it's the Red Sox, it's this. Guys, I don't care. Like, this is the equivalent of, I mean, we're, what, one-tenth of the way through the season? Like 22 games or 1-8, whatever it is, you know, I think it was Anthony Castrovince made the point, and we can actually play this later in the show, that this is akin to two Browns games. If the Browns started 2-0, we'd lose our mind. And this is as close as you can get to 2-0, being 16-6 to start the season. And how they're doing it matters. It's not like, yes, the we need more from the starting rotation. But the bullpen's been great. And here's the thing. They're actually hitting for power. Naylor of the weekend obviously had a couple big hits. But, like, I think they are 15th or 16th in home runs in baseball. If you extrapolate that out over 162 games, they're on pace for 162 home runs. That'd be 40 more home runs than they hit last year. That's before you factor in that. Well, that's before you factor in Manzardo. That's before you factor in any other area you could find more power. And oh, by the way, Jose's hit okay. He's not hit like Jose. So he's traditionally a guy that starts a little slower in March and April. So the Cavs are for real. And you know, it's funny. We're going to talk a little bit from the Cavs side about like how much do you put into what you saw in game one. You just have to start with giving credit where credit is due.
Correct.
We didn't know they could come out, and we didn't know if they would be the more physical team. They were. Or play harder. They did play harder. We didn't know what Donovan would look like. Donovan looked, 30 points. Donovan was the reason why you pulled away late in that game. Donovan was fantastic. And in the first half, Evan Mobley was fantastic. You got quality minutes out of Nyang. The Cavs did not play their best brand of basketball in game one, and they still won by 14 points. I think that should set your expectations for the series.
To me, they set the expectations and the tone, the way they came out. You know, obviously it helps when you can hit your first five threes in a row to put them sort of in that hole early in the ball game. I thought the level of intensity was there. I thought defensively to hold a team to, what, 83 points is in the playoffs is what you have
playoffs.
To. I mean, if you can do that, you're going to win every time, obviously. But, again, on top of that, the way that they played with chippiness, I thought the Cavaliers showed.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What would you say, Nick? I mean, in terms of like how they play with a chip on their shoulder, that's probably the best way I can put it.
Yeah, I like that. Also, how bad is this Magic offense? I mean, Paolo Banchero looks like a really nice player. He can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, despite having drafted, I think, 5 point guards in the last 6 years, they don't have a playmaker, or at least a playmaker that can also score. Franz Wagner's a nice player, but he probably shouldn't be your second-best offensive player. Also, I'm going to tell you, we're going to set the tone for game two right now. Even though we're more reacting to game one, I'm going to put Mo Wagner on watch. If he does one more chippy thing, I am calling for JB Bickerstaff to put Marcus Morris in and let Marcus Morris cook. And he would cook Mo Wagner. Because I'll be honest with you, man, that dude, clearly the Cavs took umbrage with stuff that he did in the regular season. There's a reason the guy's still in the NBA. He has to do all the little stuff, the chippy stuff, kind of the cheap stuff to stay. But you can't let Mo Wagner do that crap. And I thought, listen, I thought the Okoro Tech was the weakest thing in the world. He bumped into him with his shoulder. That wouldn't cause a fist fight in high school, let alone the NBA. And meanwhile, I thought the Magic got away with a lot that were actual plays of the game that I thought if the Okoro thing was a tech, then that should have been a tech, what they did. Now, that being said, we're on Wagner Vach. Because I want to –
Wagner Vach?
Wagner Vach. Well, that's how you would say it if you were German. And I think I'm going to assume Wagner is German. We're on Wagner Vach. Because if he does it again, I want Marcus Morris to lift him up and put him about three rows deep. Because you do that, you break the Magic spirit. This team has zero offensive talent. I shouldn't say zero offensive talent. They're not very good offensively. And I think the only thing that kept them in that game is that chippiness. I think Marcus Morris could break him like Drago in about one semi-choke slash shove. And yes, okay. I am calling for violence. It's basketball. It's okay. It's in the playoffs, it's not calling for violence. It's just calling for good, hard playing. Marcus Morris has smacked the living hell out of Mo Wagner. Or Franz Wagner. Any of the Wagners, I think you get the message. Unless it's like a family member of the Wagner sitting courtside. I would not do that. 216-474-0092. So Nick and Dustin, we're broadcasting live here, courtesy of Mick Ultra, live at the Harry Buffalo on East 4. Stop by and see us. We're upstairs. We are excited for game two. We want to get into game one and your thoughts on game one and whether that turned the corner for you. Did you see what you needed to see out of the Cavaliers? I still have a few more things we'd like to see. We'll get to that throughout the show.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.